Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, with the Lord's help, we will conclude a message I've been sharing this week on restoration outpouring. And in conclusion, we're going to look at part of the 33rd chapter of Isaiah, some amazing, wonderful things that we need to just grab a hold of and hold close to our heart, because God is in restoration. He is restoring your life. He's restoring my life. He's restoring the lives of His people, that we might be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Why? That He may be glorified. Many commentators agree that this chapter was written as a hymn to be used in worship at the temple. Let's read together, if you're able. Woe to thee that spoilest, and thou wast not spoiled, and dealest treacherously, and they dealt not treacherously with thee. When thou shalt cease to spoil, thou shalt be spoiled. And when thou shalt make an end to deal treacherously, they shall deal treacherously with thee. What we see here is verse 1 begins by pronouncing woe upon the enemy. And in verses 2 through 6, we see the prophet beginning to offer a prayer and praise to the exalted Lord. Let's go ahead and read that. O Lord, be gracious unto us. This applies, as I've been sensing, those who've just, Lord, when are the answers coming? It's hard to be patient. It's hard to be just waiting on the Lord. But in this prayer, Isaiah says, O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. At the noise of the tumult, the people fled. At the lifting up of thyself, the nations were scattered. And your spoil shall be gathered like the gathering of the caterpillar. As the running to and fro of locusts shall he run upon them. The Lord is exalted, for he dwelleth on high. He hath filled Zion with judgment and righteousness, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is their treasure. Hallelujah. Let's read verses 7 and 8. And behold, their valiant ones shall cry without. The ambassadors of peace shall weep bitterly. The highways lay waste, the wayfaring man ceaseth. He hath broken the covenant, he hath despised the cities, he regardeth no man. What do we see here? The desperate situation which the enemy had caused. Verse 9, the earth mourneth and languisheth. Lebanon is ashamed and hewed down. Sharon is like a wilderness, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruits. We see in verse 10, God is He's offering a reply made to Israel. Verse 10, now will I rise, saith the Lord. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift myself up. God is now declaring to His troubled people, hope, help is on the way. Now in verse 11 and 12, he addresses the enemy. You shall conceive chaff. You shall bring forth stubble. Your breath as fire shall devour you, and the people shall be as the burnings of lime, as thorns cut up shall be burned in the fire. Hallelujah. In verse 13, God calls on the rest of mankind to acknowledge what he has done for Judah. Hear, ye that are far off, what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might. Verses 14 and 15 speaks concerning the righteousness of God. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. He that thinks that he stands, let him take heed, lest he fall. Those in the church, amen. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly. He that despiseth the gain of oppressions and shaketh his hand from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, that shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure. Hallelujah. The righteousness of God. Amen. All Judah owed God a debt of thanksgiving for deliverance, but not all are godly enough are worthy enough to enter the temple courts. David said in Psalm 15, 1 and 2, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. In Psalms, I don't remember the Psalm, but it says, who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul to vanity. He that hath not spoken deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. God declares in verses 16 and 17, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions or strongholds of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure. This beautiful verse, thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Beloved, one of the things that will encourage you perhaps more than anything else in your walk is that the King is coming. A time is coming when righteousness shall dwell on the earth. The lion shall lay down with the lamb. There shall be peace. They shall beat their plowshares into pruning hooks. Wars shall cease. He shall make wars to cease. And we shall see him. We shall behold him, as Job said, with our own eyes. Praise God. What a beautiful time is coming. Let us encourage ourselves in that Jesus is returning, and that will give us hope. That is the blessed hope we have of his appearing, that will give us the fortitude, the strength to endure the unpleasantness, to endure the frustrations, to endure the evil of the hour in which we're living, because we know God is coming, and he will come to give retribution to those who have ignored the Lord, who have defamed his name, who have brought untold heartache upon his people. He says, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Vengeance is his, says the Lord, and he will repay. And then in verse 18, let's read that. Thine heart shall meditate. Meditate terror. Where is the scribe? Where is the receiver? Where is he that counteth the towers or weighs the towers? We shall see that God declares that the presence of the enemy will ultimately be banished, leaving a land with wide horizons, and then with undivided minds, the worshipers of God will be able to see their God in his beauty. That was verse 17 I shared. Your heart will meditate on terror. Where is he who counts? Where is he who weighs? Where is he who counts the towers? 1 Corinthians 1 and 20 says, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? Amen. He's chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and the weak things to confound the mighty, and the things that are not to bring to naught the things that are. Why? That no flesh should glory in his presence. Praise God. And then in verse 19 it says, thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech than thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue that thou canst not understand. Verse 20 says, look up, Zion, the city of our appointed feast. Your eyes shall see Jerusalem, an undisturbed habitation, a tent which shall not be folded. Its stakes shall never be pulled up, nor any of its cords be torn apart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. King James says, look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither any of the cords thereof be broken. Is this not so beautiful? Hallelujah. Verse 21, but there the majestic one, the Lord, shall be for us. Hallelujah. But there the glorious Lord shall be unto us, a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no galley with oars, neither shall only gallant shim pass thereby. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. Beloved, that's true of us, and he will save us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah 25 and 9 states, "And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him." Praise God. Those of you who have been waiting, and it seems such a long time, beloved, you're going to say, "I've waited for the Lord, and he will save me. He will have saved me." There is a time where it will be past tense, but we look to him in hope and faith. It goes on to say in Isaiah 25 and 9, "This is the Lord. We've waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation." And Isaiah 35, 4 and 7 says, "Say to those who are of a fearful heart, are you afraid today, beloved? The word of the Lord to you is, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you." "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water." Chapter 33 of Isaiah, verse 24 says, "And no resident shall say, I am sick. And the people who dwell there shall be forgiven their iniquity." Beloved, this is all that will occur when the Lord stirs up the spirit of his people. He stirred up the spirit of Cyrus hundreds of years ago. He is the same God. He is the Lord. He changes not. What he has done in the past, he will fulfill his good pleasure in the times to come. And in our time, in the present day, yes, prophecy is yet to be fulfilled, but he is going to accomplish his good pleasure in the hour in which we are now living, in the nations of the world, and beloved, in your life. I know he's got so many things to care about, and you might just be one little person. I sometimes have felt that, "Lord, who am I? I'm so insignificant." But he knows us all by name, and he counts the numbers of the hairs of you on your head. So be encouraged, beloved, and I invite you to join our spiritual family. Should you write, and I have the privilege of writing back to you, it'll be a blessing of encouragement. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.